what were some of the questions in your mind that needed to be answered in order to really raise...
Hello, everyone. You're live listening to the Donald Trump case. He's been indicted. We thought this day would never come. Donald Trump has been indicted. He got a lot of charges. He found guilty on 34 filing accounts. Oh, more. Especially business recording. Everybody, some people thought this day would never come. We all thought and dreamed of him being in a jumpsuit. But we never thought this day would come.
Your predecessor took a hard look at this case and decided not to.
Now his stupid sons get on TV and the Republicans get on TV acting like embarrassing themselves.
Why not?
But
as I just mentioned, we have
as you hear in the background, Donald Trump have been indicted. You know, this is the Corey Whitlock podcast show. Last episode, until July.
The business capital of the world.
And I like to thank everyone, all my promoters, the New York podcast.
New York Podcast Network, business marketplace,
Fiverr, all the people on Fiverr who help me promote my podcast. And I like to thank the fans who download the show. Thank y'all guys. Thank you so much. I will see you in July. But we listening live, just a little bit, live to the Donald Trump case. Now they taking questions. This is what happened in Manhattan. Anybody in Manhattan was there probably saw our worst president ever. Even indicted. And they say they indicted him for something porn star. Nasty man. So nasty.
The charge is falsifying business records.
And
the charge requires, as I
think he was indicted for secretly paying a porn star.
Conduct that was concealed.
Wow.
One of the concealed crimes we allege is...
Listen to it. Let's listen to it. They can explain it better than I can.
I think many of you have in front of you, goes through things including text messages, emails, contemporaneous phone records, multiple witnesses. All of that will be, as you saw in the fall, borne out in the public courtroom in downtown Manhattan.
Our last question is Jonah.
Yeah, right. Charges were repeated to the joint payments of Stormy Daniels. The release from your office also mentions another woman, Karen McDougal, as well as a doorman. Can you comment on how those things are related to the charges you've brought? How's the case overall?
I'm glad you put your finger on that, because it's not just about one payment. It is 34 business records, 34 false statements in business records. They were concealing criminal conduct. The earlier question about New York State election law, I talked about conspiracy to promote a candidacy by unlawful means. Those unlawful means, we allege, include the conduct set forth in the statement of facts, which is additional false statements separate apart from the charged ones in AMI documents, planned false statements to taxing authorities. It is not just that one $130,000 wire payment. Thanks so much.
And we just heard from the Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg outlining what is the new evidence he said that led him to bring this case before a grand jury. And of course, these 34 indictments as the president was arrested, booked, and pled not guilty today. Ricky Klayman, quickly on that point, not only that he falsified business records, but something else we just heard at the tail end there that could be significant.
Well, because Alvin Bragg is saying that in this conspiracy to promote a candidate by unlawful means, that one of those things was that it affected the tax authorities. So the question was, how did the false statement become a tax violation? Well, it's accounted for as a business record because it's a legal fee, and that was not true.
Let's bring in Scott Fredrickson, former prosecutor who's been listening as well. What did you learn from those words by the district attorney and the indictment?
Well, we learned a lot here finally today. This is a powerful indictment. It's no longer just the Stormy Daniels affair and the payoff. It's a scheme. It's a scheme to catch and kill. It's executed by meetings at Trump
Tower.
You
see, Donald Trump defending himself,
CEO of
court.
American Media, Michael Cohen, and it says two of the parties have pled guilty. It describes the shell companies, the payoffs, and it even describes then when in the White House, after having been elected, the pressure campaign to prevent Mr. Cohen from cooperating. So I think you have to hand it to the DA. They put together a powerful statement of evidence that no defense attorney would want to have to defend against. I think the other critical question here is the legal theory still the same? Because they reference mischaracterization for tax purposes and state election law. Before, we thought it was just the federal election law. Will that carry the day? In the end, the defense still, its best opportunity here will be try to knock this case out on a motion to dismiss. If they have to go to trial, there's an explosive list of the meetings, the payoffs, the campaign to pressure, the guilty pleas by those involved in the agreement. That's a scheme they describe as a strong case.
Credit one.
All right, let's bring in Jerry Goldfeder, who also looked at this and is a campaign finance lawyer. Jerry, what did you learn?
Well, I think that our speculation over many weeks has been borne out. The false records has been tied to alleged election law violations. And I think if in fact this indictment does survive a motion to dismiss, will see a lot of texts, will see documents, and will hear from multiple witnesses. And I think reading the facts as presented by the district attorney, it's not going to just be Michael Cohen. It's going to be a variety of people. And the question will be for the jury as to whether or not District Attorney Bragg will be able to prove by beyond a reasonable doubt whether or not all these facts constitute activity that's in furtherance of his presidential election. He's going to defend himself and say it's not, but we're going to have a tremendous number of documents and we're going to have testimony to tie this business records charge to the presidential campaign. That's what makes it a felony.
Jerry Goldfeder, thank you. And Jeff Begays, some of the criticism made by Trump's team has been, you can't base a whole case on Michael Cohen. You know, he's a felon. He's served time. That's not going to hold up. But we learn there are additional witnesses, new evidence, and in the words of some here, this is a powerful indictment.
Yeah, I think what they've done is bolster their case with this witness testimony. Alan Weisselberg must have said something, right? We don't know yet, but I think this is where this is heading. That may have been some of the evidence they have, in addition to what they have earlier, that really helped bolster this case. Because you're right, Michael Cohen, who was an insider, who was really close and loyal to Donald Trump.
A fixer.
He was the fixer, the special counsel title that he loved so much. I've talked to him about that over the years. But he does have credibility problems, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you have Alan Weisselberg. He's a guy that doesn't talk, right? He is...
The vault.
He's the vault. You know, back in the day when they prosecuted mob cases, they would have the accountant who wrote everything down, didn't say anything. You know, so for the Trump organization, Alan Weisselberg is the key. And if you look at all those people, Cohen, Weisselberg, Pecker, they have all suffered consequences as a result of crimes or alleged crimes related to all of this. So if they're going to point up at the big man when they go in front of a jury, I mean, what is the jury to think? Listen, he went down for this, he went down for this. Well, what about the guy that they were all doing it for?
When you look at this statement of fact, there's another piece of history here. So much of the facts, detail, come in the first year and second year of Trump's presidency. While Donald Trump was president of the United States, commander-in-chief of the United States military, he was actively, according to this indictment and statement of fact, dealing in a criminal scheme to cover up payments he made with his associates during the 2016 presidential campaign. Checks being made in the Oval Office, detailing here a pressure campaign on lawyers to stay in line, all alleged in this indictment and the statement of fact. This is not just about the story of Donald Trump. It's a story about the American presidency being tested in a way we haven't really seen in a criminal sense since Richard Nixon.
The hardest job in the world, which, of course, is the title of John Dickerson's book. Did I say that correctly?
You did. Yes.
But, you know, think about that, because it is, and to be dealing with all of these personal and salacious details,
right,
as is alleged by the district attorney.
Right. You should be dealing with other things. One thing that, and again, as you just pointed out, it's quite important to say this is what's being alleged by the Manhattan DA, but what the DA is alleging is not just, oh, here came this story from somebody, we got to clean it up because I'm embarrassed. The DA is alleging in August 2015 the entire catch and kill scheme was created as a place to put bad things that would hurt the election. It wasn't just some bad thing that happened close to the Access Hollywood tape coming out, and it was a fast movement. It was, according to the DA, a long, planned out, methodical effort to subvert the election. Electoral
the porn process. Star, the Playboy model, the Trump Tower guy who right. said maybe there was another baby out there.
Right. And since all that was paid by funds that were then lied about in official proceedings, that's how this entire big thing was, from its inception, according to the DA, a part of trying to get around the election, or election related.
I think it's an interesting idea what the defense could be, which could be embarrassing personally. But what if the case is that Donald Trump and Michael Cohen have been doing this for years, long before the campaign, of paying off women, so that it would not be primarily about the campaign?
That's an interesting, in other words, they've done it before, and so it wasn't a campaign finance violation.
I have no basis in fact for that, but I think it's an interesting defense if I were a defense lawyer, if in fact it's true.
Right. The motivation, it takes away the motivation.
Correct, which is the gravamen of the complaint.
Right. This is just part of my personal hygiene, and I just happen at this point to be doing this thing that I'd done my whole life while there was a presidential campaign going on, but it wasn't initiated for the purposes of getting around.
Well, and then it is a defense, but of course it creates all kinds of other issues for Donald Trump.
All right. Well, thanks to all of you. This has been a fascinating and historic afternoon, and appreciate all of your reporting and terrific analysis. Just to recap, it was about an hour in court for the former president, Donald J. Trump, where he pleaded not guilty to 34 felony counts of falsifying business records. The Manhattan District Attorney's statement of fact alleged it was part of an effort to conceal crimes that hid damaging information from the voting public during the 2016 presidential election. In the words of some, a powerful indictment that alleged a scheme by the former president of the United States so he could get elected president. Well, today, Donald Trump, becoming the first former president to be booked, arrested, read his rights. He is now back on his way to Florida, where he will deliver remarks this evening from his home there and private club, Mar-a-Lago. We will continue on CBS News, streaming your local news, and we will have a full wrap-up tonight on the CBS Evening News. A big thank you again to our team of our correspondents, reporters.
Dehydrated hair, hyaluronic acid for your hair. New L-Vive Hyaluron Plump by L'Oreal Paris. With hyaluronic acid to lock in moisture and hydrate for up to 72 hours. L-Vive Hyaluron Plump from L'Oreal Paris. We're worth it. Dehydrated hair, hyaluronic acid for your hair. New L-Vive Hyaluron Plump by L'Oreal Paris. With hyaluronic acid to lock in moisture and hydrate for up to 72 hours. L-Vive Hyaluron Plump from L'Oreal Paris. We're worth it.
Clean Magic Eraser powers through tough messes. So it makes it look like I spent hours cleaning. And no, I didn't.
It makes my running shoe look like new. It's amazing.
Wow. It makes it look like I don't have kids at all.
It's so good. It makes it look like I have magical.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you for a fantastic season. I see you in July, right after the 4th. The week right after the 4th, it will be a Sunday or a Monday. And I love y'all. Keep downloading the show. Tell friends, family, workers, everybody. Even your dog, your cat, your snake, everybody. Your ex, your ex, your sneaky ex, your secret ex. Your secret dog, your secret admirer, your secret spy X, and whoever. Military, non-military, Washington, from Washington State to Washington, D.C., to Baltimore, to New York, to Maine, to Florida, to Texas, to California. I love y'all, and I see ya in July.